AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Stocks open higher on Wall Street after 2 days of big losses. Capitol Hill Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says the global economy is dealing with a lot of issues.
There's the potential for continued volatility and unevenness of global growth as countries continue to grapple with the pandemic. Russia's unprovoked invasion of Ukraine has further increased economic uncertainty.
Ukrainian officials say Russian troops are pounding away at the vital port of Odessa. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, meantime, is in Moldova.
This tragedy demonstrates that war is a senseless thing and that this war must stop.
In Washington, a top U.S. intelligence official testified 8 to 10 Russian generals have been killed so far in the war. 96-year-old Queen Elizabeth delegated the formal opening of Parliament in Britain to her son and heir, Prince Charles.
Her Majesty's government's priority is to grow and strengthen the economy and help ease the cost of living for families. Her Majesty's government will level up opportunity in all parts of the country.
This is likely to be seen by the public as evidence of a transition underway in Britain, with Elizabeth remaining on the throne, but turning over more responsibilities to Charles. Lawyers for the defense and prosecution rested on the second day of celebrity chef Mario Batali's sexual misconduct trial in Boston. A woman says the former Food Network star kissed and groped her while she attempted to take a selfie at a bar in 2017. Pfizer is starting to put its COVID-19 cash influx to use by spending more than $11 billion to venture deeper into new treatments. It will buy the remaining portion of migraine treatment developer Biohaven Pharmaceuticals it does not already own. This is AP News. An Alabama jailer is dead, and the fugitive she ran off with is in custody.
Here's what the local sheriff says happened. A police officer spotted a vehicle in Evansville, Indiana, carrying jailer Vicky White and escaped inmate Casey White. U.S. Marshals gave chase, ramming the vehicle. As they approached it, they saw the female driver, unconscious, with a weapon in her hand. U.S. Marshals got them both out of the vehicle. NBC's Today Show reports that federal marshals said Casey White told officers at the scene, "Please help my wife. She just shot herself in the head, and I didn't do it." The two Whites were not related and not married, as far as the sheriff knows. Vandenberg County Sheriff Dave Wedding says the initial indication is that Vicky White did kill herself, but he says the coroner will make that determination. I'm Rita Foley.
The head of the World Health Organization called on Pfizer to make its coronavirus treatment more widely available to poorer countries. Ed Donahue, AP News.